birthday at the church. My son.
It's 100 years old? Goodness, yeah. Well, you know, like, who started, do you know?
As far back as they remember, I can't remember who the first, they give that last Sunday, who he was. But that's the records. Now, they don't know exactly whether he was the first preacher or not. We haven't had too many preachers left, because this has been that going on
for
the first year. And we had another one that was there 20-something years. He died.
Yeah, because I certainly remember...
We had one record crowd there, too.
Last Sunday?
Yes, we did.
Was it a homecoming or something?
Uh-huh. Oh. That's the church's birthday, so on the homecoming, second Sunday in November.
My goodness. I remember going to homecoming one time there.
Uh-huh.
Goodness, all the food.
I heard a fellow say, after the, you know, most ever, we have a social hall there now that we feed them in. And we was all kind of waiting around, you know, everybody finish up to put our food away. And he looked around and he said, you know, there's enough food here to feed this crowd for supper.
I'm sure.
It was certainly there.
You know, like, we might not have got it on the tape. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, when you go outside and it's raining, you hold a...
umbrella.
And what's the last thing that you put on your bed, you know, like when you make it up? And what is that called?
Oh my gosh. A spread.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called anything else, like when you were a little girl? Like, did you have spreads then, or was it called something else?
No, we didn't have spreads then.
Yeah. What did you call it back then? That you just...
Well, I tell you, we used to, you know... The sheet was the best thing you put on that.
Was it maybe like just called a coverlet or anything like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. And then what do you lay your head on at night?
Pillow.
Yeah. You gotta have those.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I do.
Yeah, I do too. I can't sleep without my heart.
You know, like at the head of the bed, instead of a pillow, but something about twice as big as a pillow? You know, like, what is that called?
Your head bone?
No, it's, like you use it, you know, to rest your head on, but it's called something else. It's not a pillow, but it's about twice as big as a pillow.
Oh, no, I don't use
those. Have you ever heard of, maybe called a bolster?
Yes. Because Judy had some made for hers.
It's called a bolster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does that go about halfway across the bed or all the way across?
Hers went all the way across.
Is it? Well, what does it look like? I don't know what it looks like.
It's round, and you know, you don't put your pillows on your bed back, and then you tuck your spread, you know, under that.
Oh, I've seen that then, yeah. You like in the stores they have it sometimes.
Yeah, that's
well, that's the only place I've seen it in the stores.
Well, I just use my pillows.
Yeah. And then, like, what do you use for the bed, you know, to get warm?
Well, that is your quilts and your blankets.
Well, is there a difference between a quilt and a blanket?
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between those?
Well, a quilt is something that you have pieced up and quilted.
Mm-hmm.
And a blanket is just something that you bought, just one, you know. But see, a quilt is made of three things. It's got a lining, and it's got cotton between it, and then it's got a top.
I didn't know that.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I thought you just had the cotton in between, but it has a lining.
It's got a lining. I'll show you one, and then you know the difference between a quilt and a blanket.
My, you know, my great grandmother used to make quilts, you know, for the families. You know, she'd stitch them together.
I just about quit. We used to have quilting.